forget the extremists. It's simple. No one hunts with an assault rifle. No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer.
We are America, and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
It's time to talk money. It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas. Registered representatives with Next Financial Group Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Now, live from the WBEN studios, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome back to the Financial Guys Show. Russ Thompson, filling in for the Financial Guys. And it's always a pleasure to be here. I want to start off the show saying if you agree with the Financial Guys and you need to get a hold of them, just give them a call. It's 633-1515 and Mike Lomas and Glenn Wiggle. Well, in the studio with me is David Bellavia. Anytime I come in, I always have a guest. And Dave's one of my favorite. Dave DiPietro may actually pop in or call in to give us an Albany update. And I sent a message to Carl, too, if we could, if he wanted to call in or something to give us an update on the schools. What a disaster the schools are. But, you know, it's hard to keep track of everything. You ever get up in the morning and look at all the headlines and say, I just want to go back to bed. I don't want to fight this today.
It's been as a sports fan in Buffalo, it's been a great week. You know, we got a huge running back for the Buffalo.
That's what Bears. I heard, yeah.
Sabres look like they're going to get the number one draft choice. I'm just hoping that conservatives can get a draft choice because we've lost a lot of important games this week. In the House of Representatives, I mean, you know, the media has to take some culpability for this. They did not. The last time immigration
came up. Just don't hold your breath.
But the last time immigration came up to a vote, a lot of people realized it was coming up to a vote. Yep. Who amongst us, you know, you've got a blog, you're always, you know, talking to people on the inside, but to the average person, did anyone have any idea how important the vote was on the Department of Homeland Security? There are people today that were being force-fed this nonsense that the government was going to shut down.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't true.
You know, this is going to go along perfect with what I wanted to actually try to put a title on today's show, and I thought of it this morning. Do the American people actually have a lobby? And you could look at that as do the American people actually have a lobby in Albany? Do we actually have a lobby in Washington, D.C.? It's supposed to be our legislators.
It's supposed to be the people we elect.
Yeah.
Right.
It's supposed to be House of Representatives, and it's supposed to be the Senate. And so this is where I want to delve in today. And it started off perfect with the illegal immigration because all that stuff that's going on and the partial funding of that. Before I do that, I want to say, a lot of people that are friends of mine on Facebook know where I was this week. I was making a delivery, my business, Minimax Concord. I was making a delivery back in August or September, 6 months ago. And, yeah, I was driving down to make a delivery of a three-yard mixer down to Jacksonville, Florida. I got to Savannah, Georgia, and the rear end blew out of my truck. Just completely unexpected. Well, After a long fight with trying to find a rear end for that truck, which I couldn't find, I ended up taking it out of one of my other trucks, bringing it down there. Anyways, the truck was done. So I had an opportunity this week to make a trip. It wasn't a vacation, even though I would have loved to have been able to take these 5 days and actually had a vacation. 2 days to drive down to Savannah, it rained the whole way down. It took me to Virginia to see 32 degrees and to see grass. We pulled over the first night and we stayed in a hotel. And I took a picture of a cannon that was out in front of the hotel with green grass. First time I saw green grass since when,
right.
You know. And then we drove to Savannah. It rained the whole way. It rained while we were in Savannah. And then I wanted to go to Myrtle Beach to see my cousin. It rained all the way to Myrtle Beach, but the temperatures you could deal with. They were in the 40s and 50s. It was like balmy, you know. Got to Myrtle Beach. Woke up the next morning. The sun was actually out. We spent a little bit of time on the beach. We, you know, basically didn't go swimming or anything. We just walked down to the beach, took some pictures, posted them on Facebook. Then we left the next day. It rained, got to Maryland, it started an ice storm. finally pulled over and spent the night in Pennsylvania because I didn't want to deal with the ice storm. Drove the next day. The first thing that happened when I got back in my four-wheel drive truck is I got stuck trying to get in my driveway. It's like, welcome back. And it was 17 degrees. Like, when is this going to end?
I got, you know, you really have no one to blame but yourself.
I know.
If you weren't putting so many emissions in the air, we wouldn't have this cold weather that we're having right now.
It used to be
the warm weather that you were to be blamed for.
Right.
Now it's the cold weather. It changes.
It's all climate change, yeah.
If frogs landed on the ground,
the frogs landed.
It would be yours.
I think what we needed to do is in the middle of February, I think we needed to have a rally in downtown Buffalo, right in Niagara Square, and everybody bring a propellant, you know, bring hairspray, bring anything, just in an aerosol can. Could have had mechanics brought out air conditioning, some Freon, right. And we could have all let it out into the air. Maybe we could have, you know, sparked some global warming to help get us out of this freezing temperatures in the.
Your gun rally was a year ago. This last
two years ago.
2 years
January,
ago, February,
January 19th.
And that weather was it was cold. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but it wasn't like, you know, cancel school cold.
No,
just
no, it wasn't
a 2 year difference.
It was January 19th. And the only reason why it really was cold is because the wind that was coming off the lake.
Right.
And if it wasn't for a friend of mine that I didn't have a hat on, a friend of mine came up because wear this hat. That warmed me up a little bit.
You almost became Benjamin Harrison. You know, the guy dying on his inauguration from pneumonia. If it wasn't for a man saving your life with a knit hat.
It helped warm me up. And then we put over at the Statler. We got some coffee for everybody. And finally, after everything broke down, I walked in. There was no coffee left. I'm going, all I wanted was a hot cup of coffee.
You got no hat, no coffee.
No.
That's what you get when you put on the party. When you put on the party, you don't get to enjoy the party.
No, I agree.
When you attend the party, you get coffee and hats. Yeah. You know what I mean? But when you so host
somebody,
the party.
Somebody else can slide into my seat. You're more than welcome to come in. Because it's,
We're still waiting on that.
Yeah, I know. It's a constant battle. But anyway, it's good to be back. And as I get back, I mean, I missed a few things that were going on. Hopefully Dave DiPietro will give us an Albany update on what's going on there. But as I'm driving, one of the best ways to pass the time when you're driving on a long trip like this is to have somebody with you to read you a book. And Jewel and I, my wife Jewel, whenever we go on a long trip like this, she always brings a book and reads the book. The book that we read this time is called The 5,000-Year Leap. It's the forming and the foundation. See what I read? The forming and the foundation of this country.
No 50 shades for you, huh? That's the 5,000-year leap.
The 5,000-year leap. It's about the forming and the foundation of this country and the struggles that, come on, it's something
How many pictures are in that one?
Very few. Very few. It's not like the books that you read, okay?
Coloring books aren't included.
But. No. But I understand why you read
Who wrote that? You got young kids. Yeah. Well, thank you for that defense. But I was reading those before the kids. Who wrote that 5,000-year leap?
I don't know, but if Jewel's listening, maybe she can text me or something. Yeah. But it was an excellent book. And one of the things that, as soon as I got back, I started getting active on Facebook again. And one of the first things I actually posted was because the 17th Amendment, the Senate, is appointed by they're elected by general population, but the original foundation of the country, the Senate, okay, Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, they were appointed by the state legislatures, and in 1913 that was changed, and they gave us the 17th Amendment to the Constitution, which then the Senate was elected by popular vote. And I get into a discussion with a few people on the Facebook page, and some people are good with it, some people are against it. I'd like to get rid of the 17th Amendment and go back to the appointment of the Senate. It's because all they're doing right now is governing by the whims of the people. All you got to do is follow Chuck Schumer. Follow his press conferences.
In a state like New York, it wouldn't affect us, but in real states that actually have true representation.
It would.
It would. It wouldn't make a difference in Texas. It wouldn't make a difference in the South.
Well, here's one of the biggest things. Even in New York, it could benefit us. Because the whole idea and the reason why I like this is because you get changes in the legislature, and it's the same term, 6 years. You know, and then Kirsten Gillibrand would get replaced, and it's the changes in the legislature, changes in the governor. All right, they can make these appointments. How long do you think Chuck Schumer's going to be in there until he dies? Like Ted Kennedy? And I think he's going to be, you know, because New York City dominates New York State politics. We get stuck with governors like Cuomo. We get stuck with senators like Gillibrand and Schumer. But I just wanted to touch on that. We're going to go to a quick break, and then as soon as we get back from the break, we're going to open it up, and we're going to start talking about illegal immigration, the ban on the AR-15 green tip that Obama wants to just more of his executive actions that he keeps on doing. He keeps on getting away with, and we have a Congress that just doesn't do anything but sits on their hands and reelects Boehner to be Speaker. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, folks. Thank you. Not one of my favorites, is it?
No, sir.
I didn't think so. I was going to say, where's that coming from? I told Tyler when I get in, because he always plays great music. He really does. Tyler behind the glass, Jason answering the phones, and he always plays great music coming in from the breaks. I mean, there's been times when me and Carl are in here singing, and they actually turned the microphone on one day. And
it's like, I did.
Don't do that.
Sorry.
We have fun, but I told Tyler when I got here, I said, just open up my YouTube channel and look at my favorite songs. I got over 100 songs. And as soon as I heard that one, that's not on my favorites. But anyway, I digress. Russ Thompson filling in for the financial guys. In studio with me is David Bellavia. And if you need to get a hold of the financial guys, hey, you're sitting there laughing. What are you laughing about?
There's a little Freudian slip that I caught, picked up on, but it's all right. We're going to recover.
But anyway, if you need the financial guys, give them a call, please, if you think like them and you need in any investment advice at all. Give the financial guys a call, 633-1515. That's Mike Lomas and Glenn Wiggle. But David's just sitting there with a big smile on his face. I don't know what I said, if I slipped up, Freudian slip or not. But anyway, I think one of the most disturbing things that's going on in Washington, D.C. these days, actually, there's so many things.
I was going to say, narrow it down.
Yeah, narrow it down. One of the big things that just popped up in the last few days is Obama, with executive action, wants to ban the AR-15 green tip.
Right. It's the what he considers to be armor piercing.
Yeah, and they call it the cop killer.
Right.
All right, but yet no cops have been killed by this bullet.
No.
None.
Theoretically, though.
Theoretically.
If you lined up any human being next to a .22 shotgun round,
they could be killed.
I got news for you. You could probably kill a cop with a slingshot. I mean, uh-huh. I think it's the intent to kill someone, which is really what you need to make. The NRA came out and got a ton of problems over the Gabby Gifford, which happened while you were, by the way, in South Carolina.
Yeah, I know.
I sent Russ Thompson a text, which I didn't even know what time it was, but of course he was driving. It was late.
It was at night. We were driving. It was about 8-9 o'clock at night. We were driving.
And your bride gets on the horn and she's like, this is nonsense. This isn't true. And yeah. I'm like, you know what? I thought the same thing. To name a naval vessel the USS Gabby Giffords.
Yeah, that's insane.
It's ridiculous.
The first thing she texted you is that she had to respond because I was so angry.
But it just doesn't
make any
sense.
My head almost exploded. Gabby Giffords, combat ship. Come on.
A combat ship after Gabby Giffords. Now listen, is Gabby Giffords a victim? Of course she is. Is anyone celebrating the fact that she got shot? No way. No one would jump. We're not, you know, this is a horrible situation. It was a horrible tragedy. She's shown tremendous amount of resilience for coming back. But then again, so have the victims of the Cosby rape drug. I mean, we could name this after anyone. We want to find victims. There's a slew of victims. But Gabby Giffords to get a USS. But the point is, Gabby Giffords is running around now, which I think is one of the lowest of the low to pick a victim of gun violence as your ambassador. But she's running around, and the Giffords group and all the former Brady groups, all these anti-gun groups, they're now saying that the background checks, which, by the way, Gabby Giffords' shooter passed a background check.
Right, right.
So all these people, they went through, the NRA went through and listed all of the recent shootings. All of them passed background checks. So, you know, you want to ban the background check. You want more background checks. You want bullets. You want the different guns. At the end of the day, it comes down to what? accessibility to guns or the fact that we live in a culture that doesn't value life at all.
That's the biggest problem right there.
So how are you going to legislate that? How can you legislate hatred? How do you legislate jealousy?
Like a
how
friend
you...
of mine used to tell me all the time, Rush, you cannot legislate morality. And you can't.
Democrats try every day.
Yeah,
but you can't.
You know, and that shooting with Gabby Giffords, that I lived in Arizona for 8 years, right in Tucson. And it happened right around the corner from where I used to live in the west side of Tucson. So like as soon as they named where it happened, I went, I know where that is. It's right around the corner, actually.
Did you see the guy's mugshot?
No.
Okay, that guy, you Google the mugshot of the guy who shot Gabby Giffords, and it's game, set, match. This guy's insane.
Yeah, beady eyes.
I mean, he's just in he looks crazy. He's got a shaved head. He looks like Uncle Fester. The point is, we have
Uncle Fester.
He does. But the point is, if you want to make illegal bullets, this is just another back door. What you want to do is you want someone to go to buy a .223 round, 5.56 millimeter, and you want that box to be $750.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
they
want to
make ammunition so unaffordable you can't even buy it. And then what's that going to do? That's going to hurt the gun ranges where everybody goes to practice. You know, I can't wait till it warms up a little bit to go to the range. I really can't. I love to shoot.
I don't understand where the AR rifle is now. You know, this is they talk about gang violence in the same breath with the AR.
Yeah.
What gangbangers are running around with ARs? Have you ever seen that?
No.
The predominant weapon of choice, you don't use a rifle in a gang.
No.
I mean, the guys.
More people were killed by a hammer in New York than they were any guns.
So unilateral, he wants to use executive action on bullets. Now he's talking about taxation. You know, the Attorney General of the United States, this Justice Department, and you know what? When Robert Menendez stood up and said, you know, Mr. President, you're wrong about Cuba. You know, the White House is kind of like, all right, it's just Menendez being Menendez. Then he stood up and said, you're wrong about Iran. And they said, you know what? All of a sudden, now he's been hit
right.
with federal corruption.
Yeah, because
charges.
He stood up against Obama.
Wait till someone on the and you know that there's Democrats, by the way, that are taking NRA money. There are Democrats that listen to their constituents that respect the Second Amendment. There are Democrats like our friend in West Virginia, Manchin. Senator Manchin is not going to allow he allowed the president to go after coal in his state,
yep.
which caused how many thousands of people to lose
that their... devastated West Virginia, which is now getting devastated by a storm. But
and then he's going to let him come after the bullets. No way Manchin goes for this. Watch the administration turn on him.
Well, look what happened with Kathy Hochul. Kathy Hochul used to defend the Second Amendment. She was a friend of the NRA. And now look at her.
Well, her new name is Kathleen. We don't call her Kathy Hochul.
She's getting ready to get in the governor's
seat. Yeah, yeah. No, it's the representative of the people. This is a totally different name, totally different person. We don't even know if she's been potted. You know, there's signs that this is not even. I mean, really though, to put that in perspective of how people can politicians call it evolving.
Oh yeah, okay.
You know, people evolve. You can't evolve.
I can't. No.
No. There's
no
way.
I'm a terrorist.
If you turned up and tomorrow said, you know what? Taxation without representation, I dig it. I like it. It's
right.
a good thing.
Right.
They'd throw you under the bus totally. No one can evolve, but you know,
people have tried to throw me under the bus. I don't fit very well.
Well, I'll tell you what. the bullet thing to me is just another example of how it's, you know, look, you're for the Second Amendment, you're against it. It's a, you know, whatever your argument is. To pick and choose what bullet, what rifle, what weapon system, what rifle, handgun you want to make illegal. Again, you're just getting in the way and punishing people.
Right, exactly.
That's it.
We looked up this story, and there's 278 members of the House of Representatives that signed onto a letter to send to Obama. And we posted that. If you go to tnewyork.com, you can click on the blog. It's called Obama's Unconstitutional Ammo Ban. Take action. We have listed there. Chris Collins did sign this letter, so there's one thing that he actually did that's on our side. But it's got listed there, some of the senators and some of the House representatives, people you can call. The only way we're ever going to be able to get anything done is for people to get up off their apathy and start doing something. I started posting some comments on my Facebook page last night and some good quotes, and it's, you know, fighting for what we're fighting for, and even makes people weary. Well, I've been getting weary, you know, and it's tough to keep on doing what we have to do. But because you wake up every day and there's something new in Obama with, you know, taxing by executive order. Are you serious? What is the House of Representatives? This is why I did, this whole show is based around, do the American people have a lobby? We're supposed to have a lobby with the House of Representatives, but what are they doing?
You could start a climate change, you know, let's have all the congressmen sign letters to ban dihydrogen monoxide. And they would, this is absolutely, monoxide is horrible. We need to get rid of it. It's H2O.
Would vote for it.
They
too.
Would vote for it because, again, you mentioned it with immigration. Look, you want to call Russ Thompson, people that go to Russ Thompson's Facebook page, people that talk to me, people who listen to Bowerly, you want to call them xenophobes, you want to say whatever you want. Look, the only demographic that is hurt by illegal immigration, besides the Republican Party, are African Americans.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got a double unemployment rate across the nation in black communities
now. Didn't you see the new reports came out?
They've been
5.5%.
The African American community is doubly affected by illegal immigration and the pathway to citizenship. They're the ones that are going to be suffering from jobs. And it doesn't matter what the Democrats do, what progressives do in this country, because it's always going to reflect that they love and conservatives hate. And the irony is that the idiots in Congress, John Boehner, the leader of the fools, believes that we're going to be able to what? You're going to bring Hispanics in? If you make a road to citizenship, you're going to be able to look at them and say, hey, now you want to be a Republican? So they're not going to join the party.
But what blows me away is that reading some of the stuff that I read, and probably my biggest source for any news information is a site called freerepublic.com. That's where I get all my news articles. People say, where do you get your news? Go to the front page of freerepublic.com. Breaking news is right there. And everything that's going on across the country, you can find right there at Free Republic. You can go in. I've been a member there for like 15, 16 years. My name is the mayor, believe it or not. And you can find everything that's going on. But it takes time. It takes research. You've got to be able to look this stuff up to know what to be able to fight. And David is sitting there giggling again. Did I have another Freudian slip?
No. I was thinking of the previous one. That's what I'm saying. No. You mentioned, though, where you get your news and stuff. When you pass on that news, when you carry that news to people and they start to understand it, that's when you start to get real true debates, and that's what was missing with this immigration.
Exactly. A real quick break, a hard break. CBS News coming up.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Oh, baby, how you find?
What an incredible artist, Joe Cocker. That was from Woodstock, right, Tyler?
Yes, it was.
I remember I was pretty young. I couldn't go to Woodstock back then, but one of my sisters went. I followed Joe Cocker's career from Woodstock all the way up until the point where he died. It was, to me, a sad day when Joe Cocker died. As you'll see on my YouTube favorites, I got a lot of stuff by Joe Cocker, and another loss. I mean, we're all getting old. You know, I mean, you look at everybody that's out there,
totally
like,
true.
You know, Bob Seger's got like 8 years on me and he's out on tour. I love Bob Seger. I just had no desire to go see him this time because I saw some of his live performances on YouTube and it's like, he's just not the right guy. You know, I mean, he's just not who he was. One of his problems was he took, I think, 10 years off, almost like Garth Brooks. Garth Brooks was just is in town. He took 10 years off to raise his kids. Bob Seger did the same thing. Problem that Bob Seger had is he didn't exercise his voice. If you're going to be singing, I used to sing Bob Seger. They used to call me Russ Seger. This is going back into the 80s. You have to exercise your voice. If you don't exercise your voice, you'll lose your voice. So now here he is. He's like 68 years old now, maybe 70. I'm not quite sure. He's lost his voice. He's lost his, you do with age anyway. But if he had spent some of his time, like he spent most of his time in studios and then he would go on tour. You've got to exercise your voice. In 10 years not exercising your voice, you'll lose it.
So he took 10 years off to raise his kids.
Yeah.
Garth Brooks took 10 years off to raise his cholesterol, evidently. He's like 430 pounds. He looks horrible.
Yeah, he looks a little
heavy. And he went and got political. Which that
did he? Do yeah. I want to know his politics?
Well, no, because
yeah. See, that destroys it.
But he went and sued over this G. He had this lowercase G that he uses, right?
Right.
And there's a rapper named Warren G, and they had this huge lawsuit. And I think Garth Brooks won the lawsuit. It was very similar to Walgreens and Wegmans had a lawsuit over the W.
Yeah.
That Wegmans ended up losing. But the point is, Garth Brooks has made an effort to go out and really push a lot of pro-Obama policies and whatnot.
Oh, God.
See, and it just kind of is like, you know, and whatever.
It makes you, you know, it makes you not want to listen to music. It makes you not want to watch.
I don't even want a conservative. Movies. If it was like someone
that
was like, yeah, if I went to see like my favorite artist and I'm there with my kids and I'm at Darien Lake and he's like, abortion is murder, I'd be like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
I agree,
but enough's enough.
Does that really have a place on stage?
Right. Just play your song.
It doesn't. I mean,
if sports athletes did that as much as Hollywood, and even you saw during the Oscars, you know, people would stand up. And
what's that? Oscars.
You didn't watch that? You don't follow that?
No, why? Why do I want another watch them put on another party for themselves so they can praise themselves?
Because it separates the us versus them thing.
Well,
it's kind of like, why watch a beheading video? You know, well
you
want to
get educated on what the enemy is like.
And that's why I watch the Oscars, because this is, you know, this is where...
Here, I'm going to put on a pretty dress and I'm going to stand in front of it and everybody can take a picture of me.
Hey, you know what?
Come on.
That's what motivates them. And they use their little moments to talk about wage equality and all the things that, of course, Hillary Clinton has been, you know, for 10 years paying women 70% less than, you know... than the average. Everything that they're accusing right-wing conservatives of doing, of course, they do themselves. It's wonderful hypocrisy.
HillaryClinton.com.
Hillary
emails.
Email.
Yeah. HillaryEmail.com.
Yeah, because no way would the Chinese or anyone try to
That's a felony.
Into that.
That's a felony. If she actually did that, it's a felony.
But you know what the irony is? The NSA has all of those emails.
Oh, I know. Of
just
course
look.
They do. They have all mine, I'm sure.
I know.
Probably
just
have
Google
all yours.
It. Just Google it. You got them.
All right. The one thing I wanted to touch on, because I mentioned that I was from Arizona. Not from Arizona, from Massachusetts. Everybody knows that. They can hear the accent in my voice. But while I was in Arizona, I met my wife, Jewel, who was born and raised in Williamsville. All right. So I did some research on Buffalo, New York. I found out what Buffalo actually means. So you know where I'm going with this. Okay. How did you pronounce it? Buffalo?
Buffalo.
Okay. Beautiful, beautiful river.
Right.
I knew that in the 90s when I was in Tucson, Arizona.
No connection to Buffalo at all.
At all. All right. Only because I met this woman that I fell in love with and we ended up moving back here. I wanted to know what the area was like.
Right,
all I know
right.
is they talk about Buffalo. It's snow.
Right.
All right. So beautiful, beautiful river. It's
and
like,
never
well, that's
was
cool.
there Buffalo Wild running around
no.
in the area.
No,
either.
Not here.
No.
Now, Bowley brings us up the other day. It was yesterday, I think he brought it up. There's a petition out there to change the name of Buffalo.
Right.
Come on. Are we really serious?
I want to know. I would actually entertain this just to hear what the alternatives would be.
Well, apparently he got like 150 signatures on this petition. He's doing very well.
He's doing excellent, and I don't even know. But, of course, they're all downstate people. They're not going to come up here and do that. But if we're going to listen, San Francisco, named after some really religious, decent people. You could take back a lot of names. St. Louis, I think we can go back there and say, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What the hell's happened
well,
here?
Well, let's just change the name of everything.
Change the name of everything, make it politically correct, and we'll be fine. We got to change the sports names. We've got to change our city names.
Redskins.
You know Washington, I mean, let's be honest, you know.
It doesn't resemble Washington anymore whatsoever.
Right? But at the same time, there are people that are outraged over over Western New York and Buffalo. I just complete. All you have to do is Google it. It's almost like that scene in Anchorman when Ron Jeremy's trying to figure out the name of San Diego, and obviously he has no idea what the name of San Diego. Whoever started that petition. Is trying to say
now
that
David's looking right through the glass at Tyler and they're both laughing. You mentioned Ron Jeremy, you completely lost me.
Anchorman, it's the Will Ferrell character in Anchorman.
Ron Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy. What did I say?
Ron Jeremy.
I didn't you say said, Ron Jeremy. Did
yes,
I?
You did.
Ron Jeremy is a yes. porn star.
Thank you.
You knew that, though, didn't you? Who? Please, the hedgehog. That's what they call him.
Oh, my God. Let's get off. We're going to drop this subject right now.
We're gonna,
you know, we do
you
have
know
a
what,
couple.
You know what led us into this? Earlier in the program, let's rewind that.
No.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Really? I met Ron Burgundy, not Ron Jeremy.
Ron Burgundy, like the wine.
Like the wine. Well, and the idea. You know, I heard somewhere that Ron Burgundy was actually made after Irv Weinstein.
I would not doubt that in the least.
I swear to God. I heard that the Irv Weinstein was the old anchor in Buffalo years yeah. and years ago. You yeah. know Irv, right?
Yeah. I don't know him personally, but I've heard his name.
Well,
I mean, how could you
legend.
Not?
He's a legend, yeah. and evidently he had kind of a little bit of an ego. And
like that's unusual in the media?
But Irv Weinstein, you know who was a huge Irv Weinstein fan? Was Steve Cishan. Used
Steve.
To be at WBN forever.
I miss Steve. We're friends on Facebook, but yeah. I miss Steve's voice. I miss Barbara Burns' voice. You know, I've been listening to WBEN since I moved to Buffalo in 1991. Well, Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Buffalo. We should just start calling it Buffalo.
What were you listening to?
Where are you from?
To?
I'm from Buffalo.
That was John Otto back in the day.
John Otto. I used to listen to John Otto every night.
Yeah.
Every night I listened to him.
And Clip Smith, I think, had a show.
Yep, Clip. And then you had Gary McNamara.
Gary McNamara. Wow.
Bowley, Beach.
And Ron Jeremy. It was
you may
it
have
up.
Been listening to Ron Jeremy. I was not. Okay, we're going
to. You said you have listened to Ron.
This show is really falling into
I'm
the gutter.
Sorry. We're off the rails now.
We're definitely off the rails. Bellavia. I'm not going to bring you in next time I come in.
Get DiPietro in here.
Well,
he's on the line.
Oh, look at that. Dave DiPietro's on the line. You want to bring
I'm
him
on
up?
Right now.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm not sure I want to come on right
no,
now.
No, you don't.
I know.
You want to run away. Hang on.
All I can say is thank God you called in because
unless you're announcing your resignation from
David
the
was bringing this show into the gutter.
So, I slipped. Burgundy, Jeremy, I guess you could make that mistake, right?
Well, were you talking about Albany, I guess.
They both have mustaches. That's what I was concerned
about. Oh, God. Yeah. We're going to have the worst reviews on this show. Now, we have really had incredible feedback. And, David, the most feedback that we've gotten when you were on the show with me last time, the unbelievable feedback from when you were on the show.
That was a fun show. That
yeah.
was a lot of fun.
Yeah, some great feedback. And you got a little bit of an Albany update for us? What's going on down there?
Let's take the show live to Albany, and you really want to see the ratings jump. Just go live from the assembly floor for about an hour.
Wouldn't
and,
that be fun?
Yeah, you'll be streaming everybody from the state. And they'll call it the number one comedy in the country.
But the people they'd actually get an education of what's going on in that I'll call it a hellhole. And I think you'd probably agree with me.
Oh, it's great. I just had a bunch of highway guys up this week. They did their lobbying effort to get some more CHIPS money, as you can tell. But according to the governor, our roads are fine. We don't need any more money for roads. Our roads are doing great.
Yeah, oh my God, I gotta say this. All right. Driving back, you know I just put like 2,000 miles on my car, okay, on my truck. As I was coming back into New York, we coming through Bradford, Pennsylvania, and I told Jewel we're going to be getting into New York in a couple of minutes because she could text the kids and let them know that we were close. As soon as we got off of the divided highway in Bradford, we started hitting all the bumps and the truck started bouncing. And I just looked at Jewel, I said, welcome back to New York. She goes, we are? I said, didn't you feel the road? It's the worst roads in the country. I just went. I didn't. Well, the only place I pay tolls is one place in Pennsylvania. It's $3.25 to go 19 miles. I thought the New York State Thruway was bad. 19 miles, three and a quarter. It was. The roads were terrible.
That's a price, Russ. That's a bargain.
Yeah, it's a bargain. Okay.
I had a couple of people sit on the floor with me this week, and again, I think that's like 19 out of 19 now that come down and sit with me for a little bit, and they just look around, and after about 20 minutes, they go, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Is this really happening? I go, this happens every day. I had a lady, Barbara Lifton, she's a liberal out of New York. We were doing some innocuous bill. Here's how bad it was. Let me tell you this, because we go in for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Right.
So Tuesday we go in. They call us in at 2 o'clock, okay? 2 o'clock session. We go down there. We don't get in until about 3:30 because they don't do anything. They just sit there and wait. And then we do one bill and we go. They do one bill, which was no Senate sponsor, so it has no chance of becoming a law.
A one-house bill.
Sponsor.
A feel-good bill.
And it was a stupid bill. which was unanimous support. I think it changed the word "the" to "and" in some bill from 10 years ago. And then they sent us home. So Wednesday, all the highway guys are up, some teachers are up, a bunch of different lobby groups, and the place is sort of packed. And they bring us in at 10 o'clock because it's a going-away day, so all the New York City people, Long Island, they got to be out of there by a certain time. Otherwise, if you go 5 minutes late, the chamber empties, because 5 minutes means the difference of 2 hours getting through New York City to get home to Long Island because of the traffic backup. So
it's like leaving Grand Island in the morning.
Yeah,
you get a little window.
5 after 1, people are just walking right out. Doesn't matter. You could be doing, cutting the budget or adding that. Doesn't matter. So we go in at 10 o'clock. We don't get called in until 11:30 in the morning, and they do one bill. So I get packed up. I'm getting ready to go. Okay, see, and I go, hold on, Dave. And Gene Corwin and this other guy, Tom McKevitt, they go, hold on a second. We might have another bill. I said, for what? And they decided letting me go because there's so many people in the chamber, they don't want us to go because it'll look like we don't do anything.
Right.
We ain't doing anything anyway. So we had to sit there for another 45 minutes and do another one-house wonder.
Oh, my God.
It was great. And
what a waste of tech.
Let me explain this bill just real quick.
Yeah.
The bill we get, last year it came up, and everybody agreed to do a study on it. So they had to dig up the bill real quick. They grabbed us and put it up, not knowing that the study hasn't been done. So we're sitting there going, the study hasn't even been done, and you're the ones that want the study done. So they just pulled some bull out of the bill out of the air. Bull out of the air is what it was.
And we thought things were going to improve under Heastie?
No. The new boss, same as the old boss.
You know what? We got to take a quick break. I just looked at the clock. We're 3 minutes past the break. When we get back from the break, I want to touch on a piece of legislation that was submitted. I heard Jane Corwin talk about it the other day about introducing legislation from the Republicans. It's just we'll talk about that as soon as we get back. We'll be right back, folks. Quick break.
Some highway east of Omaha, you can listen to the
engine. I don't know.
That's definitely not Bob Seger. You didn't get that from my favorites on my YouTube page.
Not the one on your page.
Yeah, the one on my page is
well,
Bob
you pressed
Seger.
It actually, if you listen seconds. Closely, it might be right. Russ Seger.
No, this
Ooh,
is
Russ
not
Seger.
Russ Seger.
I'd love to hear you doing a version of Bob Seger. Do you have anything on recorded?
No, last time I did that was...
Karaoke.
Yeah, I actually did karaoke one night in 2002.
Which is when the last time it was cool to sing karaoke was 2002.
Yeah,
so
yeah
you're
right.
You're
I was down in Virginia with my brother, Chuck, and he says, let's go out. We went out. No, I don't drink. I went out and had a couple of O'Doul's with him, and he brings me to a karaoke place. And now my brother Chuck has got a fabulous voice. All right, he got up there and started singing, and then he started egging me on. Then I heard some guy go up, and he absolutely destroyed Turn the Page. He just destroyed
it. You did it out of respect for the franchise.
Yeah.
He said, I'm not.
So my brother's
this.
Elbowing me in the shoulder. He's going, Rush, you got to get up there. You got to repair that song. It's like it's up to me to repair the song. So I did, and that's the last time I've sang in public. I know you're getting tweets, Russ Seger.
Yeah, everyone's goofing on the Russ Seger thing. But
people that know me
he didn't mean that as he's better than Russ than Bob Seger. He was saying he loved Bob Seger and sang Bob Seger to the point where people started calling him Russ Seger.
Yeah. That's how they started introducing me. It was the band that we used to do 4 nights a week. As soon as I go walking into the place, a guy would call me up. Russ Seger just came in the door. Boom, I was up on the stage. It's like, so it isn't, I did not name myself. Let's get off this subject.
David DiPietro, as they call him in Albany, David Lee.
David DiPietro is on the line with us.
D. Roth.
David, I have to ask you a question. As soon as I got back close to New York, I hear that the Republicans submitted a bill in that wanted to, I heard Jane Corwin do a press conference. And the Republicans want to be able to have the ability to introduce one bill in a 2-year period? Can I just ask this question? I don't want to put you in a corner or anything. Why would you only ask for the ability to put one bill in a 2-year period?
Because We haven't been able to put a bill up in 20 years, Russ.
Why would you ask to do five, and then we could maybe get a half of one?
Never, you're not going to get it. That's the way Shelley Silver played, and he's not going to change it. The majority will never let you put up a bill.
So there's really no change, just because
there. That's called the SOLE Act, Single Opportunity to Legislate.
Okay.
And that's been there for a number of years. Mark Johns put up about 5 years ago. We bring it up every year, along with, you know, when they talk about reforms up there, we've got a whole package, about 50 bills. I've got about 10 that I sponsor. We've got bills all over the place to reform the whole legislature on ethics. And
now, it's true.
We bring them up, and they never let them come to the floor. We bring them up as a hostile amendment. They vote it down, and we move on.
Now, let's just recap this for people that don't know.